privilege to be here again, and I want to say that I appreciated the words that were said to the children. Jesus said so many powerful, strong, wonderful things, but he did have a very gentle way of saying things. And I pray that this message today would reach your heart. It's called communion. And if we would turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. God has something for us here, and this is a very important time when we get together as the body of Christ. We need to be so mindful of one another and be very sensitive and very, very unselfish and very giving and very good and kind to one another. And let's go to verse 18, just above where the communion part is there. Verse 18 says, "For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it, for there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to get things right. We want to do things right. And we want to have the right spirit about everything that we do, because there's so many important things. So many things that need to be done. And there's so little time to do it. If we're going to reach our friends and our neighbors and our loved ones and even our enemies with this glorious gospel, we need to have unity. And we need to have strength. And we need to have power. And we need to have the presence of the Holy Spirit working and doing his wonderful work in our midst, that the world may look on and see the light shining and be drawn to the light. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. According to these passages of Scripture, where often we use these as, and we do use these as our communion service, we want to look at the context of why these were written today. Now, you know, in the Bible, in the Gospels, three of the Gospels teach the communion or the supper, eating of the bread and the drinking of the communion wine. And one Gospel, the Gospel of John, omits that part and talks about foot washing. The other three Gospels, they have the communion, the service, the drinking, and the eating, but they omit the foot washing. And we put them all together, and we see, especially in the account of John, where there were other things said and other things done at that Last Supper. But one thing that is most important when we come together in remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is that, why did he die? Why was his body broken? Why was his blood shed? It was to bring us all together in community, because the church is a community within a community, and communion means common union. A lot of our English words are combinations of various words, and communion means a common union, and we are a community within a community. That's also where the word communist comes from, communism and commune. We don't want that, but what we do want is a common union, a common unity, a community that works together, lives in fellowship, close, tight, loving relationship with each other. And they were having feasts, fellowship dinners, if you wish, whatever. And they were coming together basically so that they could remember Jesus in this communion part, in taking part of his broken body and his blood in remembrance of him and what he did. But Paul said, therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. And why did he say that? Because he says, for in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others. One is hungry, and another is drunk. Now, I don't think he really meant drunk, although he could have. And I mean, some people overeat, and some people don't even have enough to eat, and you're coming together as a church, and this, and he says, there are factions and divisions among you. And that defeats the purpose of the church. We do not want to have factions and divisions in our midst, but we want to come together and recognize the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And the only way we can properly do that is to love one another as he loved us, and unify ourselves in the purpose of why we are a community within a community, to reach the world for Jesus Christ. And this symbolizes the great love that God had for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. And as a community within a community, we are trying to reach out and show our friends and our neighbors what it is like to be a Christian and to love Christ and to love one another. And the best example of that is you and I, each of us, not the Pope, but each one of us is the representative of Christ on earth to everybody we come in contact with. That is our responsibility as a church, as an individual, to show Christ to the world. And how do we show Christ to the world? Because we love one another as he loved us. This is nothing to be taken lightly when we come together. Now, in the Gospel of John, they had their foot washing after the meal. Yes, and when they had risen from supper, Jesus took a towel, wrapped himself around with it, and began to wash the disciples' feet. And he came to Peter, and Peter said, Lord, you're never going to wash my feet. And Jesus said, well, now, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part of me. Peter said, oh, no, Lord, that's not what I mean. I'm not worthy for you to wash my feet. Wash my head, my hands, wash me all over. Peter had the right idea. That's why Jesus came, to wash us all over, inside and out. And he says, if I wash your feet, you'll be clean. So we combine what happened at the Last Supper as one thing. We commemorate his broken body and remember him for that. But he also said, and his shed blood, but it said, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. We need to examine ourselves. We welcome anybody to take part in the communion, but anybody that takes part in this must realize what they are doing and who they are proclaiming. It says, for we proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And by identifying that closely with Christ, we had better be right with our neighbor. We had better get right with whoever we've offended or whoever has offended us. Even if you imagine somebody may have a misunderstanding with you and it has not been cleared up, then it is recommended that you do so. And if you can't do so, then don't bother until you can. because this is important stuff. We are one community, a common union, and we are united behind the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are blood washed, blood bought, and His body was broken for our healing. And it said, because some people have done this, because they've had this contention and these divisions and these factions over the meal that they were having. Some were eating too much, some were not having enough. But He said, I want you to wait for one another. He says, therefore, my brethren, verse 33, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And he said, and the rest I'll set in order when I come. It's important that small little things do not bring disunity to the body of Christ. Would you agree? We cannot let pettiness and selfishness come between us and our brother and our sister. We need to get right with God and enjoy one another's company and love one another and take this seriously. This is a memorial service for Jesus Christ. We are remembering the death, the burial of Jesus Christ. And of course, by enjoying the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we are celebrating that He did raise from the dead, and that we are looking forward to Him coming again. And we will be united forever in glory, forever and ever and ever. And if we can't get along down here, we won't get along up there. So I highly recommend love. I highly recommend gentleness and meekness and temperance, against which such there is no law. Let us love one another as He has loved us. For it is said of the early church that they held everything in common and that nobody thought anything his own. So what God has given us is several gifts. And He's given us, this one might have wealth. This one might have a nice gentle way about them of comforting somebody when they're in dire circumstances. Somebody, there must be something that you can do to make the body come together in unity. And only you hold the key to the message, to how we're going to proclaim the message to the world. You can do it. And we all work together. And as the song says, when we all work together, how happy we are. Isn't that the truth? Do you see that in the communion service, there's much, much more than just drinking a little grape juice and a little piece of bread. This is where the rubber meets the road. Let's get right with one another. Let's enjoy the Holy Spirit in the presence of the Lord. And let's just enjoy the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You that You ever live to make intercession for us. We thank You for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we're praying now that the Holy Spirit is hovering in our midst and going from vessel to vessel and touching hearts and revealing the secrets therein. And if there's anybody here today, Lord, that has anything against anyone else, we pray that as this time is coming together and You're moving in our hearts, that they will resolve to make things right before the day ends. That they will resolve to get their heart right with You and their neighbor, and that our unity would be strong, for a threefold cord cannot easily be broken. We want Your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen.